Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A little Jalen in the Knicks, a little Wemby in the Spurs. I'm actually into it tonight. I mean, listen, even if you protested the NBA Cup, and when it first dropped, I'm like, what is this nonsense? Like another dopey move by a commissioner I don't really have a lot of faith in a league that just doesn't feel like it used to me, you know, despite the great talents that are in the NBA. And, you know, as it went on a little bit, I'm like, all right, the courts, the kids like them. All right, it's a little bit of a different juice in the middle of the season. I'm into it. Hey, let's raise a championship. Maybe I get a championship before I get bounced here, huh? I walk out a champion. The Knicks win tonight. I can celebrate my first championship at the Fan. Let's go. I'm excited. I'll do that a little bit later. Oh, yeah, by the way, talk about being excited. I'll get back to the calls. Yankees plan, which to me needs to be tweaked a bit, and I believe they're in the process of doing that. So the tickets just dropped. It's live. Go to my social media, all right? Special BT and Sal live show. It is going to be awesome. Cannot wait to hang with you guys. The feedback's been terrific. Now you got to go and you got to get the tickets, all right? January 22nd, Aaron Boone is going to join us, so it is going to be a fun night. Some music, some food, some booze. Me and Sal, raw, uncensored. That could be interesting. I can't wait. That's coming up toward the end of January. So just go to my ex account. It's up there. The link for the tickets. Booney's already in. I've talked to him a few times. He's pumped. All right. 888-808-1019 on the Fan here talking Yanks. Speaking of Booney, Dave is Yonkers. What up, Dave?
Yes. Hi, BT. A couple of thoughts. I was thinking of sort of the management folks who were doing the managing, but not that Boone level managing. I mean, like the general manager and above. So both the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, and WFAN. Hmm. I think all of them are making. I used to be a Red Sox fan. I think all of them are really making some pretty bad decisions in terms of who's staffing their team. The Yankees, you've been talking about that. I think I think they're being way too conservative of money in terms of trying to get good players. Mm-hmm. I think the Mets made some the Mets needed to break up some parts of a team that wasn't winning, but you don't take the parts that were good and jettison them mm-hmm. and still have a lot of the parts that are bad. The Red Sox have always been way too conservative in terms of what they've been trying to do when they try to go on the cheap. And for the fans, for your station, I think they've just made some really, really bad.
Dave, I don't want to get into that. I can't. Number one, I don't want to. Number two, I don't want to. And I know that thought where you were going is kind of derived that we're going to a compliment for me, which, by the way, hey, I'm never in the business of turning down compliments, especially now. But, you know, we can't have it, you know, whether it's denigrating other people, other shows. Stations treated me well, and they treated Sal well, too. But it is what it is, guys. We're big boys. We're moving on. I'll get a little bit more into the weeds, not about their decision, but I'll be a little sentimental on Friday. I just want to do the show. If you have something nice to say, of course, I appreciate it. I really do. But I'm here to talk sports. The other stuff, not interested. Trust me, I didn't die. I'm going to be stronger. 888-808-1019. Speaking of strong, Joey Clams. The Clam Man is in the house. Joey boy.
How you doing? Making a papas. Hey, BK, did you play for the Cadets at all?
I did. I played for the Cadets. That was my first travel team ever. Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, I used to play against them back in the day in the 70s, you know, and I was going down to Marine Park and playing the Cadets.
We were in the 80s, and my coach is, well, I love this gentleman. God, I'm sure he's no longer with us because he was not young then. This was in the 80s. Mr. Donahue was the manager, and man, we were stacked. Oh, and we would go to Ty Cobb. We would go to Shorefront.
Get out.
Come on. The Bonnies.
My organization was from 65th Street and 16th Avenue, the Rams. But when I played for Ty Cobb, they'd bring me for tournaments. You had a good running organization. The Bonnies.
Absolutely. 6'8 Precinct.
And all the church.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Dina Padres.
Pases. P-A-C-I-S.
The Padres. The Regina Padres. That's where the churches are.
I got you. I know. I played there.
That's my action.
I got you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're talking about the Yankees. Listen, if you look at the race and form past performances, Giancarlo Stanton, if you look through, he's going to miss 60 to 80 games a year.
Yeah.
Where's your big righty stick in that lineup when you got from your cleanup battle all the way back?
They don't have one.
It's going to be a problem. And the defense is sloppy in the infield. Last week you said, the defense ain't that bad. They're dead.
That's not true. Joe, I'm going to push back. So you think McMahon's a bad third baseman? You think Judge's a bad right fielder? You think that Grisham's a bad center fielder?
No, the infield.
Oh, the infield. Well, McMahon might be the best in baseball, catching the ball.
I know, but here's the problem, BT.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't disguise it all the time. And he's striking out 200 times.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Striking out 200 times and they're batting 200.
Yeah. Talking defense. Now you jump into the hitting, which I don't disagree with. McMahon just doesn't make enough contact.
We're going to have to make a trade. I don't see the Yankees signing two free agents. They might sign one. I don't think I wouldn't give Bellinger 7 years either.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to make a move.
Yeah, they're going to do something here, Joe. Thanks for the call. Hopefully you get back in before Friday, which is the last show, at least full time. Yeah, I mean, they don't have a potent righty bat. I mean, that's one of the reasons they brought in Goldschmidt. Though, off the top of your head, what a goal. They have like 12 home runs. I think it was something fairly, 12 maybe? I mean, and, he played less as the year went on when Rice was getting more reps at first base. How many? I'm sorry, Huff.
10 home runs.
10, jeez. I mean, not even 12. So that, not that they brought him in as a power source necessarily, but, as a righty batter, as a contact guy, as a great clubhouse guy, as a really good fielder. But there, you could just tell that there just wasn't a whole lot of juice left in that bat. A lot of soft contact, a lot of stuff the other way, whatever. They need a righty bat. I don't know where it's coming from. Yeah, I mean, Stanton sounds great. I mean, listen, take any meaningful amount of money that you can withdraw from your account. Are you going to put that on the over or the under for games that Stanton plays? We all know the answer. Everybody else is pretty much a lefty or a slap hitter. Eric's Long Beach on the Fan with BT. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, BT. Just want to say you and Sal will be missed. You guys have the best show on that station. Definitely disappointed. But
appreciate that, man. Sure, we both do. Will. Thank you, Eric.
So, a couple things with the Yankees. So, for me, I'm not going to pass judgment until it's done, right? So who knows what Cashman has working. But Bellinger just seems like such an obvious answer for them because he fills, like, first base, outfield. Like, it just makes too much sense. He did it already. He adds, he's durable. He's a perfect player for them, besides the fact that he's lefty. But the thing that gets me is if you're going to cry about money, like, you're contradicting yourself because you just gave Grisham $22 million, which is an absurd number for him. He should be getting 10 a year at most, right? But anyway, hopefully they sign Bellinger. And then, you know what? I'm okay with them just treading water, being in the race till the trade deadline, and then give themselves some flexibility to hopefully get a right-handed bat then. You know, it doesn't have to be all this winter, but, you want to do most of it. But
yeah, okay, I mean, I got you, Eric. Thank you for the call. Listen, if there's one thing we should know by now, it's that, you don't have to, forget about not having to do it. In all probability, you won't go to spring training with that being your final roster in terms of if you're a good team, what you perceive to be the team that's going to try to battle and win a World Series. couple of years ago, we traded for Jazz. Obviously, you know, Williams was shaky. Go get Bednar. Go do some other things. Go get Ryan McMahon. Shore up the third base defense with those lefties, you know, coming in down and low to the righties and banging grounders to third. You just had to have somebody who can catch it. And McMahon, obviously, I mean, he's a great fielder. See, it's funny. You guys know how I feel about Mattingly. I mean, there's Donnie and there's just everybody else is a distant second, you know, in terms of my childhood idols, whether it's Mully or Bernard King. You know, I loved Wesley Walker. Those were my main guys growing up. Obviously, a little bit of Patrick, of course, Mark Jackson. But before Donnie, I don't think many of you know this. Like, I actually do remember watching Greg Nettles, not in the World Series in 77. I was just too young. I remember watching him in 81 against the Dodgers, right? And of course, I know the reputation and the YouTube highlights and all that stuff. But this is going to sound sacrilegious here, so don't stone me when I leave the studio later today. Are you telling me that Nettles was definitely a better defender than McMahon? I know that every Yankee fan's going to say, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why? McMahon's phenomenal at third base. Go ahead, Dove. You're grabbing the mic. What?
Nettles was unbelievable.
I know he was. I've already established that. One of the great fielding third basemen of all time. Who's better in baseball than McMahon right now? Who? Honestly. That, you know, because Arenado's gotten older. You know, it's not him. So that's not to downgrade Nettles. That's to upgrade McMahon defensively. Now, the difference is that Greg Nettles was a lefty masher who would hit you 30-something home runs. I think one year he may have led the league with like 37 or so. So that's where the comparison clearly ends. But, you know, I mean, he is a plus defender. So is Judge. You know, that's kind of, yeah, I guess I'll go with Grisham as a plus defender to an extent. Even though the numbers dried up a little bit defensively a year ago, but they don't have any real righty power outside of the guy who's always hurt. They don't have enough plus defenders. They've got a lot of young kids who are still trying to prove themselves. So I'm going with a surplus of arms, and I am doing it now. I'm doing it today. I'm doing it tomorrow. I'm doing it by the weekend, just in case somebody gets a little reckless with that contract for Bellinger. Prepare yourself, guys. The Yankees are not going to go above and beyond to retain Bellinger. They're not going to do it. And on a lot of levels, I understand it. And on those same levels, I actually would agree with it. Like, you can't just overpay ridiculously for a good player. He's good. Let's not get it twisted, though. Make it seem like he's Ken Griffey Jr. Like, there's other ways to win. And I think they've got to explore him. And I, as a matter of fact, I know that they are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.